Skitten, Perak Beis, Mishnah Beis. Nichtav Bayom V'Nechtam Balayla. And when a get was written, the date was also on the get. So it was during the day, V'Nechtam Bayom. And it was also signed during the day. When it's signed, that's the completion of the get. And we assume that that's also when the get was given at that same time. Balayla V'Nechtam Balayla. Or if the get was written at night, and then it was signed that same night. All these cases are Pashut. Balayla V'Nechtam Bayom, here's the Chiddush. If it was written at night, but then signed during the next day, kosher. All these cases are kosher. The reason the last case is kosher also is because we know that the yom is holach achar halayla. The real day, vayerev vayivoker, the day starts at the nighttime. So therefore, the zman that's written on the get is correct. It was the same zman that they actually gave over the get. Signed the get and gave it over. Bayom v'nechtam balayla, pasul. However, the Tanakh says that if the get was written during the day, but then it was signed at night, so now it's a new day, so it was signed the next day, now the get is pasul. So the first thing to know is the Rav says over here, the Tanakhama holds that the reason in general why we have zman on a get, because real mikra, then you don't need to have the zman on a get at all. You can just write all the other points of the get, the name of the man and the woman, so on and so forth. You don't need to write zman. The only reason we write zman is because shem yechapel basachoso, because we're concerned that if they didn't write zman, what could happen is, let's say you have an uncle that's married to his niece. That's a classic case of extra love of a husband and a wife. As Rebbe said over also this time of year, ani l'dodi, that a dod is an uncle. So this relationship, we're concerned that if she had znus with somebody else, her uncle, who's her also her husband, will have rachmanis on her. Because if he doesn't, what normally would happen is she would be killed. She would be strangled to death. She would get chenek. But since we're concerned that he's going to feel bad for her, rather what he's going to do is right after the fact, he's going to write a get, have Adam sign on a get, let's say the next few days, and then I guess it would wait a little bit, where everybody would forget the exact date that they actually gave the get over and the date that the Adam signed. And then they're going to say, no. She wasn't married to me at that point. I divorced her right before she was Mizana. And nobody's going to remember when the get was actually given. So now there's a din that they write Azman on the get. But the case in the Mishnah is where they wrote Azman, let's say Yud Cheshvan. And now the Edom sign on a get that says Yud Cheshvan, but they sign it on Yud Alef Cheshvan. So if they do that, the Mishnah says it's pasul for the same reason. Because if you allow them to do that, what he's going to do is he's going to have a get written with an earlier date, and he's going to have just the Edom sign it afterwards when he needs it. And then he'll give it over afterwards, but the date will be a previous date. But now the Chazal say that it's pasul, that it's not okay to do that, the Edim won't sign such a get, because it's pasul. So she can never get out of this, because what's he going to do? He can't create a get that shows yesterday's man to try to make it that she was already divorced, because nobody's going to sign such a get. And he also can't have a get without his man, because Edim won't sign that either, because you have to have his man on the get. But this is pasul, this is what's called a get muktam, where the date on the get is before the actual divorce took place. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. However, Rabbi Shimon was Machshir. Rabbi Shimon holds, the Rav says, that the reason that they write Zman in general on a get is not because of Basachoso. Like the Gemara says, that's not Shchiach, that she was going to be Mizana. Rather, it's because of Peris, of Nichsei Melug, that a husband is allowed, while he's married to her, to eat Peris of items that belong to her. And after they get divorced, she gets the item back. So let's say it's land. He can eat the Peris of the land, and then after they get divorced, he has to give it back. And if they didn't write Zman on a get, they would get divorced. He would still be eating the pears of this land, shelo kedin, it's really hers, he should get it back, and yet he's still eating it. And she's going to go take him to Beis Din and say, he's still eating on my land, he took like $500 worth of fruit, and then he's going to say, what are you talking about? Here's the get, I just got divorced with you yesterday. All that fruit that I ate was mine, it was before we got divorced. But now that they write Zman on the get, when they did Ksiva, because that's when they wrote the Zman, the main part of the Ksiva, the Torah, included the Zman, he can't do that anymore. He won't be able to do that anymore. Shahai Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kol ha-gitin shenichtuvu biyom v'nechtuvu b'layla psulin, chutz megitei noshim. Because Rabbi Shimon said, all other gitin, gitin means a shtar. So all other shtaras that are written biyom, but they're signed at night, so they come into full force at night, but the date, it's predated, they're all pasul. And that's obvious, because if you're able to do that, so people can take advantage of other people, they can take advantage of lekuchos, people that buy, let's say, property, you can predate things and say it was really sold beforehand and somebody's going to lose. So they're all pasul, chutz migitei nashim. But a get it's not a problem to have an earlier date on a get. Why not? We said the reason, according to Shimon, they routed Zman is because of Peiris, that the Baal will eat the Peiris. Because in this case, that's not going to happen. Why? Because you're going to have a date on the Shtar. And Shimon holds, the second that the husband writes a get, he loses his access to her Nichsei Mulug. That's what Shimon holds. And therefore, even if he says, oh, I didn't divorce her till a week later, it doesn't even matter because he loses his Nichsei Mulug once he's Nosan Ein of Lagarish, once he wants to get divorced. And that we see from the date written on the get. Because the second you write the get, you lose your Nichsei Mulug. So according to Shimon, a get muktam is not a problem.